from the beginning of creation, God's will was for mankind to live in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. His will for you hasn't changed. In fact, the Bible is full of promises for you to be healed. Get the Healing Promise Package and receive the audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland, Healing, It Is Always God's Will, as well as the Healing Promises book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and the Psalm 103 card to help you declare God's word wherever you go. Understand that healing is a promise coming from the very life force of God. When Jesus defeated the curse and was raised with resurrection life, He made a way for that life force to flow from the Father to you. At the same time He paid for your salvation, He paid for your physical healing. Gain victory over every struggle and live in divine health. Feed yourself on the healing promises of God and be transformed and renewed, spirit, soul, and body. God wants you well, and it's His will for you to be healed. Get your free copy of the Healing Promise Package and take hold of God's plan for your healing. Use these free study resources to build your faith and receive your healing and wholeness today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson's here and my wife, Pastor Terry Pearson's. And it is Friday of the second week. Terry, this has been quite a time we've had together.
I have enjoyed this very much. I've gotten a lot from it. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity not only to bring this word to you, but I'm thankful for the opportunity that we've had to spend time in preparation for it because it ministered back to me. I've adjusted some things and had a little talk with Jesus and had a little talk with myself about some things.
Getting some things straightened out.
Yeah, just straighten some things out.
Well,
and that's the way the Lord helps us.
This has been 10 days of healing, 10 days of intensive study in the topic of healing. And I know that you will want the outlines that we have. We want to make these available to you absolutely free, kcm.org/notes. And all of the scriptures that we've covered, all of the wonderful thoughts that the Lord has had for us during this study are available. And I think about particularly pastors who are preaching series in churches. This would make a perfect series in your church or for study at home. And we also want to know what you've received out of these 2 weeks that we've been together. What has the Lord spoken to you about? Mm-hmm. What have you seen in the Word that has impressed you? Or what have you received where healing is concerned? Let us know. We want to know what has happened for you and with you during this study.
Amen.
Well, we want to move on to this last day, and we're talking about something that is very important for each one of us to know and to understand. And first of all, let me set this up with Isaiah 53:4-5. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. Surely, talking about Jesus, He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed.
You know, George, I remember one time my dad saying he got healed on the word surely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Surely.
He said,
oh, I remember that.
Yeah, he talked about it. He said, hey, surely, not Shirley, but surely, unless your name is Shirley, surely, it's certain, it's sure, He bore my griefs. He carried my sorrows. And in the original Hebrew, it says pains and suffering. Mm-hmm. We esteemed Him stricken, smitten of God, but He was wounded for our because of our transgressions, bruised for our sins. But the what it took to obtain peace for us, you know, sometimes it takes war to get peace.
Yeah.
And Jesus went to battle for
us
to obtain that peace.
He did. And the corresponding scripture in the New Covenant is 1 Peter 2:24, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. That's past tense.
Yep. So Isaiah sort of looked down that tunnel of time by the power of the Holy Spirit and said, I see it. We are healed. When that happens, we are healed. But Peter, who saw it happen, said, we were healed. When Jesus did it, we were healed.
Yeah, that's right. So we see here from the Word, and we've learned over these last 2 weeks, that it is God's will for us to be healed according to His Word. Healing belongs to us. Say this with me. Healing belongs to me. Ready?
Healing belongs to me.
Say it again.
Healing belongs to me.
But we will never walk in the fullness of health until we possess it by faith. We have to take it. There's a God part. There's a man part. The God part is He's already done the work. He's already provided. He's already supplied. Our part is to take it by faith. Mark 5:34, it says, your faith has made you whole. In James 5:15, the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord spoke to me one day, Terry, about this. And this is the genesis of the series that we're teaching, or today, this part of the series. And the Lord spoke to me some time ago, and He said, you must take authority over your own body. You must take authority over your body. If you're wanting to walk in a stronger place of healing in your life, then you have to take authority over your own body. Let's look into that.
Okay.
Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Now, I'm taking you through the same process here that the Lord took me through when I first got this revelation about taking authority over my body. So we see here, man was told to subdue the earth. Subdue the earth. And when you look up the word subdue in the Hebrew, it means to dominate. If it gets out of line, put it back. Now the word earth in the Hebrew is the word ground. And we see here in Genesis 2:7, and the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground. And what He showed me, Terry, was our bodies are made of dirt. They're made of earth. They're made of the ground. Our bodies are natural, and they are also subject to our spiritual authority.
Yeah, they're natural, so they are subject to, because the Spirit
right.
created the natural. So that means the spiritual force is the parent force, remains the dominant force, remains the force that is has a superior authority, a superior
right.
power.
Right.
So the natural then is subject to the spiritual.
Right.
You, remember we learned this mm-hmm. a few days ago, you are a spirit. You have a soul, but you live in this earth suit. Mm-hmm. You live in this earth body. Mm-hmm. Adam sold that rights to that body out to Satan, but Jesus bought the rights back. Jesus has rights to it, but you get to be the determining factor. Are you going to let Satan rule? You're going to let Jesus rule. And so He said, you have to take authority mm-hmm. over your body mm-hmm. through the power of the Spirit.
And so I began to really study this out. When I saw that God said to replenish the earth and subdue it, replenish the ground and subdue it, then I saw where the Lord formed men of the dust. I was made of that. Then I realized I have a responsibility over my own body to take authority over it and to subdue it. And there are times when I talk to my body, I speak to my body, I command it to come in line with the word of healing. I demand it. I put a demand on it. And instead of saying how much this hurts or that hurts or that's not working or this is wrong in my body, talk to it. Talk to it. We have to talk to it in the same way the Apostle Paul took authority over his body. Terry, he said that. 1 Corinthians 9:27, he said, I keep under my body. And well, I bring it.
That's a weird way to word that English. Like, I keep under my body. No, that's an old English way to say it. It's I keep my body under.
Yeah.
I keep, yeah. We would say it that way now.
Right.
I keep my body under. I keep it in subjection.
Yes.
Right?
I keep my body under.
Yeah.
I dominate my body and I bring it into subjection. And I looked at the three Greek words there for under, body, and subjection. The word under is subdue. That's the same word in Genesis.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's an old English way to say that. Now it means, in our thinking, that Greek word would be better translated, I subdue my body.
Yes, I subdue my body. Mm-hmm. And body in the Greek, when he said, I keep under my body or keep my body under, body means, in the Greek, physical body. He keeps under his physical body, or keeps his physical body under his dominion and under his, under the words that he speaks. And then subjection. I bring it into subjection. And I like this. I make it fully compliant to the will of the master.
You know, Hebrews says that our physical senses can actually be trained to know the difference between right and wrong.
Right.
In other words, you can train your body to the point that it'll quit griping at you. It'll quit pressuring mm-hmm. you. It'll quit demanding things of you. It'll quit. You can dominate your body with the authority of the word to make it quit demanding that it eat more than it should, that it eat things it shouldn't, drink things it shouldn't, mm-hmm. watch things it shouldn't.
Yep.
Because all of those things
of
are not producing life and health. Don't think you can go to God and continue at wanting healing, but continue to do the things that he's laid out for you
exactly.
are not going to produce health.
Yep.
You can't crosswise the laws of nature, the laws of man, the laws of God, and expect then, oh, well, I'll just get my healing. You'll be very surprised
right.
And I've seen people stand in faith for the healing, but not be willing to do what God told them to do.
Yes, yes.
You know, and disobedience
right.
gets you out of line. And there's a reason God told you to be obedient. God told you to do something, whether it's what you eat, how you take care of your health, mm-hmm. how you take care of your mm-hmm. body, or be obedient to him and his will for you.
Right.
If you're supposed to be someplace you're not, doing something you're not, if you're doing something he told you not to do, that disobedience gets you out. It gets you out of the blessing line.
Right, it does.
You can try to confess all you want, but disobedience, it disconnects you from that free flow of God's ability.
And it relates to the healing of your body. Things that are trying to go wrong need to be dominated and need to be spoken to. And Paul refused to allow his body to dominate him. The New Living Translation says, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should do. You know, some people get to the place where they allow a long-standing issue in their body to just continue, and they adapt to it. They adapt to that sore whatever. They adapt to that arm that's not working, or that hand, or that foot. And we don't allow ourselves to do it. We dominate the human body. This is our body, and God has given it to us. And we have authority over it. And he says in one translation, I keep it under control. The Amplified Classic says this, but like a boxer, I buffet my body, handle it roughly, discipline it by hardships, and I subdue it. So he brought his body into subjection under his spirit.
You know, so often in the world today, it's all about comfort and convenience and ease and shortcuts. God is not like that. God is not like that, and he doesn't want you or me to be like that. Now, that's not what everybody would like to hear. Why? Because they like it to be easy and comfortable.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to tell your body, you have to deny it some things that it really wants. You know, there are things that you just shouldn't be eating, you shouldn't be doing, and you certainly shouldn't be doing it in excess. And when you are in a situation, do what it takes to find out what you should be eating.
Right.
Find out what you should be doing for both health and prevention, but also in the middle of a difficult situation. You know, sugar, I'll just get real natural here, but sugar will feed a lot of diseases. It'll just feed it and keep it hanging on. It feeds sinus trouble, everything from sinus trouble, coughs, colds, to cancers. And some people would disagree with that, but it sure won't hurt you to be without it, that refined sugars. And we learned that from Dr. Colbert. So you've got to learn to mix knowledge that God has given us with the scripture and with sometimes subduing our bodies that way, mm-hmm. it's hugely important.
Yep. So James 3, 2 through 4, we take authority over our body. You take authority over your body. And it says, for we all stumble or offend in many things. If anyone does not offend in word, he's a perfect man, also able to bridle the whole body.
So, do you think that's saying then that the words, actually, you use your words to bridle your body, but you can use your words to build up to the place to where you can bridle your body?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Build your spirit man.
Absolutely.
To let your spirit man to grow and be strong, to dominate.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to eat that cake. I'm not going to smoke that cigarette. I'm not going to take that drink. I'm speaking to my body. I'm taking dominion over my body and line it up to what it should be doing and how it should feel and what should be going on the inside.
And all of that is making you stronger in your inner man so that it gets easier and easier.
But Jesus did this because James is talking about his half-brother. He's talking about Jesus
here.
He said, if anyone does not offend in word, if anyone has control over his words, he is a perfect man. Yeah, you could put in parentheses, just like my big brother.
Just like my big brother Jesus. But perfect meaning developed. Mature mm-hmm. or proficient.
Yeah. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us. And we turn their whole body. We turn around the whole body. Look also at the ships. Although they are so large and they're driven with fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. And that rudder is the tongue. That rudder is the mouth. And we see here that we can turn around situations in our body by the words that we speak.
And we can. Dad did a whole series that one time on you're the prophet of your own life. So your future, you are living today what you said yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can change your tomorrow by what you say today.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And in verse 2, for in many things we offend all. If a man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, also able to bridle the whole body. So what does that word bridle mean? To curb, control, keep it in check, and restrain it. You know, you turn a horse around like that. I did the experiment one time. I tried to turn a horse around by pushing on it, and it did not move. It stayed there. But I took the bridle, and I pulled at it, and it turned. I turned a horse around just by that little bit in his mouth. Well, we do that with our bodies. We do that with the power of the tongue. And in the NIV translation, if anyone is never at fault in what he says, he's a perfect, developed, mature individual, able to keep his whole body in check. And then the Amplified, read the Amplified translation.
For we all often stumble and fall and offend in many things. If anyone does not offend in speech, if he doesn't say the wrong things, mm-hmm. he's a fully developed character, a perfect man, able to control his body and curb his entire nature.
Yeah. And never says the wrong things. What is the wrong thing? My hand will never be healed. Whatever. That's the wrong thing to say. What we say is we align it with the word. We turn around our body with our words. Proverbs 18, 20 and 21. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
So whichever one your words are embracing, if you're embracing life, that's the fruit that you'll have. If you're embracing words of death, that's the fruit you'll have. And you have to ask the Holy Spirit to help you hear yourself. Because Paul said that. He said, we all offend in many things. You know, but whatever area you develop in, that's where you will see the manifestation of what you desire.
Yep.
So, we all have room to grow. We all have new things. We all can catch ourselves and develop.
Right.
But thanks be unto God who always causes us
always,
to triumph.
Always. Proverbs 12:18, the tongue of the wise makes one well again. In Proverbs 13:3, those who control their tongue will have a long life.
Wow.
It says it right there. You control your tongue, you will have a long life. I think about a person who continually says to themselves, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I'm stupid, I don't know what I'm doing, and you are going to get what you say. But you can change that. You can say, I have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
I know exactly what to do. I have the wisdom of God working in me. And that's how you change it. You take dominion over your body. Don't put up with sickness or any part of the curse. Don't put up with it. Don't allow your body to tell you how it feels. You tell your body how it feels. Then you get dominion over it and control over it, and you get bulldog faith, aggressive over that, and you say, body, God's word says you are healed, so you are healed.
That's right.
And I like what Gloria said here. This is a Gloria Copeland quote, marshal yourself under the command of the Holy Spirit.
To marshal yourself means there's no choice about it. When you're under martial law, that means there's no choice about it. Don't give yourself any choice, but marshal yourself under the command of the Holy Spirit.
So the
praise
word,
God.
The word becomes flesh, and we speak those things. So Terry, let's take a couple of moments here, and we're going to put this on the screen, and we want you to say this out loud as we say it. In the name of
all
Jesus,
together, let's say it.
Yeah, okay. Ready?
In the name
of Jesus, I take authority over my body. I glorify God in my body. I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. For this is my reasonable service. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon this body. Every disease, germ, and virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of this body functions in the perfection which God created it to function. I forbid any malfunction in this body.
You go ahead.
The life of 1 Peter 2:24 is a reality in my flesh, restoring every cell of my body. You go.
No.
I've lost where we were.
Okay. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I make a demand on my body to release right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secretes the proper amount of insulin for life and health.
That which God has not planted in my body is dissolved and rooted out of my body. I have uninhibited nerve flow.
Amen.
I am alive with the life of God.
I have a strong heart. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. My blood flows into every cell of my body, restoring life and health abundantly.
My immune system grows stronger day by day. I speak to my immune system. The same Spirit which raised Christ from the dead dwells in me and is making alive my mortal flesh.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits. Forgives all my iniquities and heals all my diseases. Now you can go, of course, online, kcm.org, and get that confession along with the notes from today.
Praise
Amen.
God. And we take dominion over our financial lives as well. We speak the word of God over the seed that we sow, and we command the harvest to come to us. Harvest, you come to me.
Amen.
Say this after me. Harvest.
Harvest.
On my sowing.
On my sowing.
You come to me.
You come to me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Harvesting angels.
Harvesting angels.
Go get it.
Go get it.
Bring it to me.
Bring it to me.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 You know, this was offering day. We would normally take more time to talk to you about that offering. But instead, we've sown more time to getting the word to you. So I'm going to ask you to just put that before the Lord and respond. Respond to the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Respond to the word. Respond to partnership and send an offering in. You can give, of course. You can give online. You can text to give. All the information is right there for you. You can call and get the talk to someone to give that information. But I think it's right. It's not only right, but it is a response to the word that you've heard.
Right.
And when you respond to the word you've heard, a lot of times it needs to be a financial response.
That's right.
How many times we We've responded in an offering. We've responded to God by bringing a gift as a praise offering, as a thanks offering, as a peace offering. You can study all those out in the Old Testament. But we do that with the prosperity that God has given us. And we just watch Him respond back to us because we do that. And we would appreciate it. It helps us get this word out. It costs a lot of money, but we thank God for His blessing and prosperity for us and for you as we partner together.
And you might consider doing this today with your offering, and that is name your seed. Name your seed.
Yeah, my granddaughter said, I named mine Karen. No. If you're going to plant tomato seed, you get tomatoes. What are you naming your seed? I named my seed debt freedom. I named my seed new car, new house.
Or you can name your seed my healing.
My healing.
And we stand in agreement with you right now the name of Jesus for your healing, for the healing of your family. And we believe that God is working in you, that He is doing things in you, that there are things that are happening to you right now. I believe miracles are taking place right now. I believe spines are being healed.
Amen to that.
I believe that brains are being healed. Cancer is a name.
Infections.
And the name of Jesus is above the name of cancer.
Children
healed. Infections. Everything that is not even written in the book of the law about the curse of the law, you are redeemed from it. You are free from.
That's right.
You are healed. Say this after me. I am healed.
In the name of
Jesus.
I take my healing.
I receive it.
And I believe it.
In Jesus' name.
We have so enjoyed being with you these 2 weeks. I ask you one more time to respond, just to let us hear from you. We want to know if you have gleaned and what you've gained from these. It's good for you to testify. But we really appreciate the seed that you sown, the financial seed, the faith seed. And we would love to invite you to be a part of this ministry with us as a partner. If you missed any of the broadcasts, go back and watch at kcm.org. And remember, God loves you. We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Build your foundation in the Word with the Online Learning Center of Video Courses, Believers Academy, Bible School from right where you are. Gain access to Kenneth Copeland's partner letter, each letter written to meet the everyday needs of our partners. Download free books from the bonus library with over 50 titles by the Copelands available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.